Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
The Angler Magazine of the Great Smoky Mountains and the Upstate covers fishing and outdoor-related activity from Knoxville, Tennessee to Abington, Virginia, all the way down to Columbia, South Carolina, and everything in between. They are a local magazine with national reach. The Angler Magazine of the Great Smoky Mountains and the Upstate is ready to take you on your adventure to the outdoors. Sunrift Adventures and Historic Travelers Rest South Carolina has been outfitting the foothills for over 37 years with the best boats, bikes, tents, and more. With great brands, Sunrift has you covered for every adventure. Stop into Sunrift Adventures' unique outdoor shop and say hello today. Go to sunrift.com for more information. That's sunrift.com. Good day and welcome to another episode of Matt and Michelle Odyssey. I'm Matt Matan.
I'm Michelle Sheeve.
And boy, did we have a fun day trip that we can't wait to tell you about on this episode.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so fun.
And it could have been a weekend trip.
It really.
But we just really overbooked ourselves. And we
did. And this was a festival. It was their first time. So it was one of those things of like, you know, next year we'll know a little bit more about about what we're doing.
And we are talking about the inaugural Coalesce Fest, which was held in Happy Valley, North Carolina, just outside Lenoir, North Carolina, in the northwest corner in the foothills in North Carolina. We always seem to overbook ourselves whenever we travel to that part of the Appalachian Mountains and foothills.
You know, I don't think people realize, I don't think I would realize unless I was actively out there. Looking at all these festivals they have in these areas.
So many
Gosh.
And great
all the
stuff
time.
To do in regular schedule, just not even special events.
Yes.
But we love it. And, you know, like, I think people who listen to us on a regular basis know Wilkesboro is kind of our unofficial adopted second hometown.
You know,
and but we were there for the Coalesce Fest. But just to give a little bit of information, it was held at the Western North Carolina Sculpture Center and Park, which we'll talk about a little bit more as we go. But it was located on NC 268, which is the scenic byway, part of the Upper Yadkin Scenic Byway, the North Carolina Highway 268, and it was gorgeous.
So beautiful, and the day could not have been better. I can't think of any way it could have been better. Can you think of a way it could have been better?
If we had camped overnight. Because we could have camped, but we overbooked ourselves in multiple towns.
The weather.
Like,
it was
yeah.
It too perfect.
No, it was what, like 65, 70
right.
degrees. There was
comfortable
a breeze.
Blue jean weather. And, gorgeous blue skies. Perfect.
It was fantastic. And had such a great time, too, because it featured all local music.
Yes.
From Lenoir, Morganton, Hickory, Wilkesboro area.
Yes.
It was all local artists. And Michelle and I, we co-founded and co-own a radio station based in Asheville, North Carolina, called Buzz Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it features just original artists of all styles from all across Western North Carolina. And so for us, it was kind of like a homecoming slash meet and greet because there were so many bands we knew, but there were so many that we knew but hadn't met face-to-face.
Hadn't seen live. And that was absolutely one of the most exciting things, if not, it probably was the most exciting thing about the day, is that there were five bands that that we were very
that we love but hadn't seen live
that were very familiar with their music that we could dance to and
sing along.
It was just really, really great in that way. And there was so many things about the day that was really fun, really enjoyable.
And it was a great chance to be introduced to the Western North Carolina Sculpture Center and Park, which we had never been to. And but you went to art school not far from there.
Well, I went to school in Pinland, and it's very much, if they turned the sculpture park into more of an art school, which there's talk of them doing, kind of on a vibe where you can have residencies there. And we were talking to some art students while some local artists in town that
you tried to adopt.
I did want to adopt them. They were lovely.
They were
artists, yes. And really sweet and fun. And But yeah, so we were getting some of the inside information about how they might do a like a little artist colony type stuff as they build up the sculpture park, and that was a very similar idea to what Pinland is, which anyone can Google Pinland Art School's well known all over the world.
Yeah.
So
and so it was really cool because it's a working I guess it used to be an old gymnasium as part of the school campus.
Is that
that's
what
right
it was?
In that area. Yeah. And they've converted it into it's like a forge. You know,
right.
and it was neat seeing the whole big
yeah.
pallets of coal and everything
yeah.
else and blacksmiths and everything. As a matter of fact, I got a list right here. Let me just read. So yeah, it's a 10,000 square foot former gymnasium from the Patterson School Foundation grounds. And so, you know, they took over all this land and the building and everything. But inside there, they have a foundry, you know, with iron furnaces, sand mixers, resins, catalysts, ramming tools, all kinds of stuff, metal fabrication, blacksmithing, woodworking.
Yeah.
And they've got all of that right there in this space. And it's available for people to go in the sculpture center and do their work. And because it's got such high ceilings, they can do big projects.
Yeah.
And then there's places to display it. And you were mentioning, like, you can walk around this walking
yeah.
trail. And there's sculptures everywhere of
gorgeous.
Every kind you can
yeah.
imagine. It was on beautiful, just postcard grounds.
Right.
Just absolutely wonderful and had such a great time there. And also, the other thing about the programs that they're doing there and things that they're starting to launch out is they're going to be doing special programs. Like they have military veteran workshops
oh.
for military veterans.
Are
can
you
go for free.
That?
Well, I was looking. That's why I'm bringing it up. Doing a shout out because I might want to follow up and schedule some time
yeah.
to be there on the grounds and attend a blacksmithing workshop.
Right.
They have metal forging, blacksmithing, woodworking things. And
yeah.
as you know, listeners may not know this, but I do a lot of. I used to do a lot
yes.
of woodworking.
Yeah, you do
building
a lot
furniture.
Of
I've built
right.
contraptions around the house and things like that. But the blacksmithing is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to experience that. But
very
they
cool.
hold events there. They've got volunteer opportunities and everything. It is it's a nonprofit organization. But if you're looking to have a day trip and go and check it out, they do have the park grounds, which are open to the public, and it's from dawn till dusk. And so people can go and you can walk around. There's a nice little pond
right.
with a dock, you know, so there's water features and
although
all kinds
of things. I bet they could do like a corn maze without the maze with all the sculptures there and like run around at night. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that would
to do like a
could
Halloween.
Be really scary.
Yeah,
you
it could be totally
really
scary because you're out in the middle. You're way out. It
you're
really is
out
a setup.
In rural area.
Okay,
yes.
It is a setup for a horror story. So
yeah,
but during the day it's quite lovely.
I mean,
quite lovely.
And the Patterson School has a lot of history to it as well,
yeah.
and that's right across the scenic byway from the sculpture center and park. And so there's a lot of history there too. But other than that, it's
yes.
just beautiful vistas and farms.
Yes,
there's
gorgeous.
Not really much else out there. But one of the other things that's nearby, I just wanted to shout this out before we got into talking about
okay.
the bands and the experience. But Fort Defiance, North Carolina, is right near this location as well. As a matter of fact, as you're driving in to the Sculpture Center, you'll see the signs for the historic Fort Defiance. And I just wanted to read a little bit. You know, you never want to read on radio, but I just wanted to go ahead and read this. It says, the home was built by William... It's a historic home, and it was named... Well, I'll just read it instead of me trying to summarize
okay.
it. The home was built by William Lenore, beginning in 1788 and was finished in 1792. Now, if you're paying attention at home and you're checking off the bingo card, the Sculpture Center is right outside Lenore. Yes, this is the namesake. So the namesake for the town of Lenore, this is the Lenore family homestead that was built in the 1700s. When the house was originally constructed, there were five outbuildings built within a 75-yard radius, a smokehouse, a loom house, a dairy, a summer kitchen, and a corn crib. And today, the smokehouse is the only original building still standing. But the Lenore's home was named for the original Fort Defiance built prior to the American Revolution. By the time construction of the house started, the fort was abandoned, and nothing remains of it today. But the home was altered by the family over the years, but in 1972, I think it was 1972, or maybe it was 1961. I don't remember.
Don't tell
somewhere
me there
else
was a
that
fire.
I read. It. No, they when the family turned it over to historic preservation and created a nonprofit.
Yeah.
They went ahead and restored the original house. They took off the additions that had been put on and put other parts back on that had been taken off.
And when you drive to the sculpture center, is that the original house that we see?
No, this is nearby.
It's nearby. Okay.
But for people that are looking to do a day trip, you can go ahead and hit the sculpture center. You can enjoy the scenic byway, which runs. I should probably mention this. The scenic byway, the Upper Yadkin Scenic Byway, runs from US 321, which anyone who's traveled through that area knows that highway well. It connects from there over to Kerr Scott Reservoir, which we've also done an episode of MMO at. And so if you want to take that scenic rural drive, it's beautiful. And you can hit Fort Defiance, you can hit the Sculpture Center and things like that. But during the history of the house, parts of it were used as a lumber office. It also was used as a US post office for a time for the community out there, and the family lived in the house from 1792 until 1961.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Anyway, so it's now open. It's available. And the nonprofit, the 501c3 nonprofit Fort Defiance Incorporated, oversees the operation of the historic home and grounds. And you can check them out online, Historic Fort Defiance, Fort Defiance nc.org, and really beautiful, like colonial style.
Yeah,
it was built, and there's not a lot of colonial architecture.
Did you see it?
No, we didn't go to it because we had so many events.
We
just went there.
That's right.
But that's why we do the show,
because
we summarize everything for people.
But we definitely got to go back. You're a Fort guy.
Well, I knew about Fort Defiance from the Revolutionary War, and when I saw the sign saying Fort Defiance, I was like, wait. One, I don't know that we're in the right area. Two, I didn't think it was still around. Yeah. And so now I know the history. And it was inspired by
that.
That's
so cool.
Yeah, so just a cool thing. All right, back to Coalesce Fest.
Yes.
So big shout out to Andrew Massey.
Right. So Andrew Massey from Andrew Massey and the Midnight Americans.
Yep. And Sycamore Bones.
Sycamore Bones. He has been a figure, and he has been someone in the Lenore community that has been bringing the art scene, the music scene together for many years now. And so to do it on this level is just a beautiful thing to witness.
Yes.
Someone taking it up a notch.
He's had two music stages, had all kinds of food trucks there.
Right.
There were activities for kids. It was like a little carnival, like old school kind of small town carnival type things with the different games and things like that. But then you also had a whole bunch of artisans set up all around the grounds to be able to shop and see their work. And many people were out there doing the stuff there on site. And that's where my blacksmithing conversation, I got into a conversation with the blacksmith, and he was like, no, why don't you come over on the other side of the rope here? I'll let you bang out some iron. I'm like, oh, I'd love to, but if I start, I won't make it to my next thing on time.
Yes.
You know? But it was really good. But you mentioned, you know, getting to see bands. We got to see so many diverse bands. It's one of the things I want to say about the Lenore, Morganton, Hickory area, because, and this isn't really a commentary as much as it is just an observation, the venues in those areas do not support original music. They just don't. And so it's like you got to play covers to get a gig. And that's one of the reasons why I think this festival was even organized, because the bands that were playing were all playing original music.
Right.
Which we celebrate. I mean, we go looking for that.
Yes,
you know, it's like
do.
Cover bands, oh, nothing against you, but we're not going to spend money to go see a cover band. We want to go see original music. And it speaks to the region and the area where they're at, and some of the standout bands from the area. We want to give shout outs because the music in that area around Lenore is just so outstanding. And yet, other than Buzz Radio in Asheville, there's not really anywhere that a lot of these bands are getting any airtime. And so we wanted to introduce some of them to our audience on MMO.
Right. Okay. So like you said, there's the truck stage, which was an actual truck. So quaint.
Yeah, flatbed.
It was really well done. And then the mural stage, which was right where there was a mural as well. And so the mural stage, which was smaller, had Jimmy Griffith, Cody Robinette, the Zebra Ninjas, which is amazing, which was another band of Andrew Massey's.
Yeah. For kids and stuff.
Yeah, so cool. Georgie Harris, Squatch, which is one of the bands that we know and love. And
got to see live, finally.
The Neighbors and Dear Cavalier. So that was on the mural stage, which was the smaller stage, and they all killed it. And then over on the truck stage, it was the Rostacoustic, Will Willis and Friends, and then Truvere. That was another one. We love Truvere.
An amazing songwriter.
Fantastic. So great to see him and his band.
And we'd actually seen them live
in
Asheville.
We have seen them at the Gray Eagle in Asheville. And then John Boy and Lefty, Sycamore Bones.
One of Andrew Massey's bands.
They played my favorite song. It made me so happy.
Look up Lake Fever.
Lake Fever, such a good song. Phantom X, which, I'm wearing their t-shirt now. I got it at the festival.
I was drinking out of their koozie a little bit earlier.
Yes.
And Phantom X, too. I mean, stop. I mean, just the energy and the attitude and the musicianship and performance.
And Abigail,
the lead singer, just coming off that stage, just pushed the trees back another 50 feet.
I mean,
just unbelievable progressive punk, metal. I don't know what you categorize them as.
It's really hard for me to categorize them. Even though I know they're in the progressive punk metal type area, but some of the words to their music, I mean, they're screamed. These words are screamed.
But then other melodies are so soothing and beautiful.
It's poetry. It really is. So, such a big fan. And then, of course, John Kirby Jr. and the New Seniors, and Bobby Snakes. And so that's who covered it. That was a great first festival lineup for them.
Yeah, and one of the things we love to do with MMO is we say we like to travel. We travel intentionally, unintentional with our travels, and this was an exception of that. We went very much excited to specifically be able to celebrate this little corner of the Southern Appalachia foothills and the music and the art and the artisans of that area. And so if you're looking for, people ask us all the time, where's a place to go that many people don't know about? There you go. We've just given you one right here.
We've ruined so many places, y'all.
That was actually some of the conversation with people about, we want people to know, we want to support the music and the artists, but at the same time, it's like, but we don't want, 3 million people showing up in the valley all of a sudden.
I mean, honestly, we really don't. We really don't, y'all. So go only if you're really going to be present there. Also, shout out to the food. There were a couple food trucks. There were three food trucks.
All of them were phenomenal.
Yeah, all of them were phenomenal. I think I
should
really
have written down the names of them because they were local.
I feel bad that I don't have their names, but they are food trucks in the Lenoir area. And if you go to the ncsculpture.org and find the Coalesce Fest. I'm sure they're still listed there.
Ahead and set a reminder. Go ahead and follow on Facebook or something. Look up Andrew Massey for all the great stuff. He's really an ambassador for the art and music scene of that area.
It is his festival.
But, if you're looking to do a multi-day trip, we've got a few episodes in the Wilkes County area that we've done. Leatherwood Resort, Kerr-Scott Reservoir, Wilkesboro
itself. This whole area is
phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I think we've also done Lake Hickory as an episode as well, I think. I'm not sure. I know we've been there. That was the one where we almost
died.
We spent
so much time there that I'm not sure. I know.
Lake Hickory, we almost got run over by a big yacht in our canoe.
True. Very true.
Anyway, maybe we didn't do an episode on that one. We should, though. Anyway, so check it out. Lenoir area, local breweries, restaurants. It's really an up-and-coming community. And the creative arts scene and the music scene just hits so far above its weight. And and every single person, right down to, from kids to aged or anything in between, everybody was so friendly, so accommodating, so proud of their community. And
we got walked out of the event by a goose.
Oh, yeah. We had a Canadian goose walk us out the traffic.
Out like a traffic calmer of okay.
Everybody's laughing and everything. We're just crawling at 2 miles an hour behind this goose that just walked us out.
And so check out our social media for pictures, videos, et cetera.
All right, so there's your to-do list for the day trip there. You've got the Western North Carolina Sculpture Center and Park. You've got Fort Defiance. You've also you've got the historic school, right? The Patterson School is right there. And, of course, the Upper Yadkin Scenic Byway
right.
that can connect you back over to Wilkesboro and Kerr-Scott Reservoir. And I appreciate you all tuning in.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.